everyone. Welcome to HFS Unfiltered, the Horizons Edition. I'm Elena Christopher, the Chief Strategy Officer at HFS, and today we're going to be discussing our recently published Horizon Assessment Study on the best service providers for commercial banks. Now, I'm delighted to be joined by a few senior leaders from Cognizant to talk about their performance in the study and some trends in commercial banking. We have Nagesh Chirukapalli, the Senior Vice President and BU Head for Banking, Capital Markets, and Insurance. We have Meena Athanathan, the Vice President and SBU Head for Commercial Banking. And last but not least, we've got Manon Gauba, AVP, Head of Strategy and Partnerships for Banking and Capital Markets. Welcome, folks. So in the study I mentioned, we assessed 22 service providers across our 40-point assessment framework. Yep, 40 points. To determine the value and outcomes that each of these 22 providers can help commercial banks achieve. Let me quickly cover a few things we learned along the way. So I'm going to cover three quick points. One of the first big findings was the environment in which commercial banks have been operating. We've chosen to call this 2024 was really a macroeconomic mixed bag. So what do I mean by that? So in 2024, we know inflation and interest rates were quite high, and it sort of yielded a good news, bad news scenario for commercial banking. The good news on one hand was that there was money to be made in the first rising interest rate economy in like maybe almost 15 years. However, volumes were down as the cost of loans was high. Combine that with some steep competition for deposits, which ended up forcing a number of commercial banks to have to really up the ante and offer some attractive interest rates, which had the effect of thinning out their net interest margin. With the recent rate cuts, I think we'll see this even out a bit in 2025. But again, 2024 really sort of macroeconomic mixed bag. That's point one. Point two. Customer experience in commercial banking is unique. All right, so we know in retail banking, customer experience is sort of flashy business to consumer, sort of the Amazon effect, if you will. In commercial banking, it's really a business to business paradigm that this requires, I always like to say, the 365 by 24 by 20 by 7, 365 capital clarity. Commercial clients want simplified, connected access, and they want straight through transactions. So we see a lot of commercial banks are trying to meet this need by balancing digitization with personalized service, using a variety of digital tools to enhance in-person interactions, enable self-service, and deliver best-in-class onboarding, among other things. For 2025, the wish list, among other things, is 360 liquidity, across banks and real-time everything. So that was point two, CX in commercial banking is unique. And then last but not least, the third big finding was build and buy to modernize. So no commercial bank really wants to build a new custom or highly customized lending platform or treasury platform or trade finance platform, et cetera. So we're really witnessing the rise of commercial off-the-shelf platforms as being quite more than ever viable in commercial banking. However, for some modernization needs, when there's no easy platform upgrade, commercial banks are still building various digital API-enabled solutions to extend the functionality of their legacy systems that are not necessarily ready to be retired. That was really three major learnings that we had from the study. And now I'd really love to jump in and talk to our guests from Cognizant about their performance in the study and some of these trends. Nagesh, I'd love to start with you. So congratulations to Cognizant. We placed you, or you earned, a market leader position in Horizon 3. I would state, what would I cite? Why did this happen? Your end-to-end capabilities across domain consulting, platforms with a growing array of ecosystem partners, and some very strong BFS business process operations capabilities. So I would love for you to share your reactions to the rating and really how it reflects Cognizant's approach to meeting the needs of commercial banks.
Absolutely. No, thank you very much, Elena, and thanks to you and HFS Group for including us in the your Horizons report for commercial banking. And we're definitely proud to be the market leader in this space. You know, there are a host of vendors, and we always have to differentiate in the market. And I think a lot of credit goes to the associates that we have who have been working on this, on various solutions over years, our clients who have had confidence in us and have been working with us on an ongoing basis, and the partners, you know, that we have, the partner ecosystem that we have built, right? So I think you're absolutely right in terms of the trends and what we have seen in 2023, 2024. But as we move into 2025, I think I clearly see that the clients moving more towards, you know, a couple of things that they are starting to think, right? Obviously, the whole, you know, the regulation shift and the capital norms that are needed is going to be different, and we'll have to see how that's going to change the capital requirements and stuff like that, and how, what kind of impact that would have on the banks. The second important aspect is the experience part. You're absolutely right. I think now it's moving more towards the commercial, and you know, everyone, whether it's small and medium business or the large corporates, are expecting the best of the experience that they can get, similar to what they see in the retail banking. And you know, the more important thing is the whole, there is a shift happening from, you know, just simple cost takeout to a strategic transformation, right? I do need to transform my environment and provide the best services to my clients and launch new products, new capabilities. I think one thing that we probably would see in 2025 is a lot more mergers and acquisitions for the mid-market banks, and that would drive you know, quick transformation requirements and accelerated transformation requirements is what I would say. And the banks have to be ready for that. So for that, the way we cognizant, the way we are approaching that is, you know, I call it as, you know, three P's approach. It is platforms, whether, you know, the clients are actually moving more towards a platform centric and product centric approach. And we are actually either building platforms in-house or helping them build platforms that would help, you know, modularize their environment so that any integration or new product launches becomes a lot more easy. The second important thing is to actually work, again, when you build these platforms, you know, it obviously has to go with an ecosystem of partners. There are best of breed solutions that we want to build, and there are many, you know, new and emerging players, whether it's tech or the business players that are coming into the market. And we look at some of those solutions that are available and see how we can integrate those, you know, and build these platforms. And third, and the most important thing, I think you talked about it, you touched upon that, is the people aspect, right? It is quite important to have the right domain and technology skill sets. With ever-changing technology landscape and the domain landscape and the need to get closer to domain, I think it's important to have the people with the right you know, skills and the right capabilities that we present, right? So I think that's how we are actually approaching the market, and that clearly you know, has shown as a differentiation, and we'll continue to strive on that.
Indeed. Thank you for those details, Nagesh. Definitely was reflected in your performance in this study. I'll briefly just reflect on a couple of things that you said. You made a very important point in your comments about how the end clients, the B2B, those businesses that are the consumers of commercial banking services, their range is literally from the small and medium businesses all the way up to big corporates. So that's another facet on how challenging it is to really drive great customer experience. The recipients are so varied. With that, Mina, I would love to go to you to talk a bit more about customer experience and your role as the SBU leader for commercial banking. So as we talked about, one of the study findings is just how different CX, customer experience, is in commercial banking. And it's due to its B2B focus versus retail banking. Give us a bit more detail on how Cognizant is really addressing the unique CX needs of commercial banks.
No, absolutely, Elena. First of all, thank you very much for including us and giving us the leader position in this. You're absolutely right and spot on. In commercial banking, we are not just dealing with individuals, right? But we are dealing with businesses that has very complex needs. Here, businesses aren't just looking for a place to park their money. They need a financial partner that understands their industry, their operational needs, and can offer tailored solutions to help them scale and grow. So customer experience is not just about transactions here. It's about fostering long-term partnerships. And that means that customer experience, you know, requires a much more deeper and more strategic understanding and engagement of the, you know, client's business, right, that they are working with and supporting. So at Cognizant, we are helping the banks and financial institutions to grow and transform their commercial banking portfolio in three aspects, right? I think first is the personalization, not just in terms of products, but in understanding their business model to provide the right financial solutions. As you said, the customer, the commercial banking caters to the clients from small and medium businesses to startups to, you know, large complex organizations. So we help the banks to unlock the value of data by modernizing their data and using the data and analytics solutions, you know, AI and machine learning solutions to provide personalized financial products and services from industry-specific lending solutions to bespoke cash management systems, you know, that gives them the clarity of the capital and manage their capital better, but also help their business to scale. We also equip their relationship managers with the right insights to move away from being reactive to more proactive, right? How do we enable them to cross-sell their products across the value chain, right? So I think personalization is key. And I think second area that we help our clients is efficiency and integration. I think that's very critical. In B2B contexts, the banking services need to seamlessly fit into their daily operations, right? Automating their financial management to save time and also help them reduce cost. So we emphasize on end-to-end digital transformation. How do we help them by adopting the right technology, create the digital ecosystem where banking services can be integral part of clients' operational workflow? So that means leveraging microservices, API for seamless integration and offering self-service tools, platforms, real-time data, you know, that can support decision-making and make it more seamless and intuitive for the businesses to easily integrate, right, with the banking ecosystem. I think third and most paramount thing is the trust and, you know, security, right? Business wants to make sure they work with organizations and banks that provide secure services, right, and help them to safeguard their financial health. So we help in managing and delivering highly secure cybersecurity solutions to the banks to help their businesses' solutions to be be secure and ensure the compliance and evolving regulations are taken care of.
Got it. Thank you for that detailed response, Mina. Just as the lead-in question was just about the really the complexity of CX in commercial banking. I think you gave some great examples there. Just reflecting briefly on the responses, I love the point that you made about the beyond sort of accessing like a cool mobile app or something like that, the connectivity of businesses back to their commercial bank. And that cybersecurity and truly trust is absolutely paramount. Thank you for that. We also have heard both from Nagesh and Mina, we've talked about the role of partners. And with that, Manon, I'd love to toggle over to you. So we know that commercial banks are hungry for transformation, but they need to balance functionality with speed. So this is teeing up an enhanced focus on the platform solutions that I mentioned in the trends. So I'd love to hear from you. How is Cognizant developing its ecosystem partners to help support this need? What do you think?
That's very aptly put, Elena, and thank you for having us. I think what we are noticing is a change in the market right now. We have seen that with the need for the faster product launches, clients have, as you rightly said in the initial part, right, clients today have an increased propensity to buy. And with all the investments that have been going through in commercial banking space in recent years, what we are seeing is that our role as an SI has been gradually shifting from an SI to an ecosystem orchestrator. And that is where a lot of our investment that we've been putting in our ecosystem of partners, whether it is hyperscalers, industry ISVs, fintechs, workflow partners, data providers, and so on, that all is coming together. And we are the linchpins there to help make it very contextual to our client needs. So you spoke very nicely about how in brownfield scenarios, commercial banks are building API-enabled open banking solutions to extend life of their legacy solutions. This is all done with partners today. Also, if you look on the greenfield side, we have been assisting our clients from a target state blueprinting, design, platform selection, integration. All this has been happening to help them launch the product quickly. This is also happening with partners. So we have invested in those all these strong partnerships which we take to market and fit them in client context. And this is for this reason primarily, all these reasons primarily, we have come up with what we call integrated banking suite. We have formalized our investments in this, in the ecosystem. It is, I'm very happy to share that it's being taken as a very fantastic vehicle through which our clients get quick access to our partners and our investments and joint solutions. And I strongly believe this trend is only going to accelerate in coming years.
So I appreciate your points on how Cognizant is really striving to serve as that ecosystem orchestrator to help bring the power of partners to assist commercial banks in their modernization and digitization journeys. Well, folks, 2025 is definitely shaping up to be a pro-business year with many commercial banks poised to make significant strides in modernization. Congratulations again to Cognizant on your strong performance in our study. And thank you, Nagesh, Mina, and Manon for sharing your insights with me today.
Thank you very much, Alina.
Thank you.
Thanks to you and HFS.